Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's up, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and we're back again on a Thursday. A little bit of a lesson learned, short amount of information, hopefully super actionable, so you guys can learn it, apply it, and it'll help you with what you're doing in your career and in your business right now. Or if you're working on moving towards getting your own business, this should help you a lot. And this is a subject that I wanted to bring up based off a conversation I had with one of our mastermind members. We do these formal one-on-one check-ins with them where we're basically helping them detail out next steps, goals they're trying to achieve, and what they need to work on next, because there's just so many different things that you can focus on to actually get to your goal. It's a difficult path. Oftentimes, we get sidetracked easily. And for us, what we found is the more that we can take somebody that's on this path of trying to create a business for themselves that eventually they can scale past themselves, there's just a lot of wrong turns you can make. And the less wrong turns that we have somebody make, the faster they get there. So these are important for us to be able to do with them. And what I wanted to share was sort of a frustration that one of our members was having that he felt would be better in a different arena. And let me set the stage for this. So one of our members is struggling with getting some basically pushback from members of the gym that he has an office in about the cost of his service. So he's only had his practice for about 6 months, and I think he charges $125 an hour, and it's in a fairly decent sized city. So definitely well within a normal range, probably lower, honestly, than where we want them to be. But for now, it's kind of where they feel comfortable enough to have that conversation. And this is where it can get really hard is, being able to have confidence with you describing what you do, what you charge, and not feel like you have to overly justify why. And this is actually like a really important point. The more you try to justify why your service is worth the cost, the less valuable it is perceived to your potential customer. Let me rephrase that, or let me say that one more time. The more you have to try to justify what you do and the cost associated with it, the less likely it is that the person you're talking to is going to see value in it. They're going to think, oh, they're trying to talk me into something. Like, Apple doesn't sit here and say the Apple Watch is worth this because of this and this and this, and I know it's more expensive than that, but here's why it's better than this. They just let you know what it's worth. Do you want it or not? What color? That's it. Billions of dollars in sales, right? So when you sit there and you say, well, I'm $125 a visit, but this is what you get with this and that, and this is why we're better than this. And then I know it sounds like a lot, but like in comparison to this, like this is where it's at. And the more you have to explain that, the less likely it is that person sees value in what you're going to do, and less likely is they're going to actually work with you. So this person had expressed frustration with this, and they've had issues with this, in particular with people in their gym that just don't see the value in what they're doing. They're really just not doing a good job of communicating that and what problems they solve to actually be able to get people to invest in themselves. And $125, like people pay more than that for all kinds of shit. Like let's be honest. And that's what I told them. It's not a price issue. It's not a price problem. It's a value issue. They don't see the value in what you're doing because you haven't done a good enough job educating them on that. And there's lots of different ways to do that. But the point of this conversation or this podcast is that this individual felt that if he moved to doing something that was more digital in nature, so he wanted to start doing more digital programming or coaching and offering that side of his services, that it would be easier for him to sell that. And he felt that that would solve his problem. But the reality is your limitations will follow you no matter where you go. No matter where you go. It doesn't change with this scenario. It doesn't change with the different environment, the different offer or the product. You're still having to confidently sell your service. And you could make a strong case that selling something digitally is actually harder than selling something in person. People are very used to in-person visits. There's a human connection there. When you're saying like, hey, let me put some workouts together for you, they think it's worth $10 because they can get that shit on somebody's Amazon page or somebody's Instagram page that is just like a put together a little 6-minute ab program or whatever. Like the average consumer has no idea the difference between what you could potentially put together for them and the benefits of it and what they could just buy, you know, a little ebook that doesn't cost anything and they could just follow that. So how are you going to explain the difference? Well, that comes down to, again, your confidence in what you do and the ability for you to communicate the value that you provide. Now, this is the same problem this individual is having with in-person sessions. Now, what makes you think that when you move to a different arena, the problem changes? It's like, you know, let's say you're playing baseball and you can't hit a curveball. So you go from playing baseball in one stadium, and then you move to another stadium, and you still can't hit a damn curveball. It doesn't matter which stadium you're in. Like, the problem doesn't go away. The problem needs to be addressed so that you then improve your skill set. So the easy solution is to hide from our problems. The easy solution is to say, oh, well, maybe I'll just avoid this thing then, because then I don't have to deal with the limitation that I have, versus focusing on improvement of a glaring weakness that's going to follow you around no matter where you go. And the biggest issue I see with people that are getting into business for themselves is a serious relationship with money issue and a lack of confidence in what they provide and the value that it can bring other people. And it's so transparent to other people. Like think about any situation you've ever been in that's a sales situation where somebody is trying to talk to you about all the features and they're basically over and over again, bring it up exactly why you need it and what it's going to do for you. And the more they talk, the less likely you are to actually buy it versus succinctly describing what it is, what it does for you, and how they can work with you or how they can buy it. Like that is a much more confident approach. But the silence, what I've found is the silence of you saying, you know, hey, if somebody asks you, hey, what do you charge? And I say, we charge $219 a visit. We can look at the schedule if you would like and get you, you know, set up for a visit, but it's kind of hard to get on our schedules because we're pretty busy. What do you think? Like them now having to respond back, ooh, you know, that sounds like a lot. Or, you know, oh no, I don't want to do that. Like there's discomfort in them turning you down. Don't talk yourself out of a sale. Don't talk yourself out of a sale. Or even worse, when somebody is on your schedule, you not actually getting them to follow up with you, there's discomfort in that as well, where you can just say, okay, hey, I'm going to send you a link to follow up with me. That's a terrible idea. How unprofessional is that, by the way? Like, do you think that the physician that I go to is just like, hey, let me send you a link and you can schedule yourself? No, they get me scheduled while I'm there for a follow-up. That's what they do. It saves me time. It commits me to the visit. Like, these are internal problems with your own perception of value that you provide. And no matter where you go, if it's in the digital arena, if it's in the in-person arena, if it's anywhere where you are having to ask somebody for money for something that you do, it's going to be a problem. So you have to focus on addressing the root cause of the problem, not just avoidance of the problem, because it's not like it's going away and it will just become more and more intrusive no matter what you try to do. So the easiest thing to do is identify what it is you're not good at. Start to develop a framework of practicing on how to get better at that. Get some coaching, get some mentorship, and get a plan together to where you can improve in those areas so that as you continue to grow and build, that it doesn't just plateau you and stop you in your tracks. You know, I love this phrase, and I'm sure I'm going to botch it, but maybe it's just the way it is now. The phrase is, you know, beyond mountains are just more mountains. I say this constantly to patients in particular because they're dealing with something challenging. It's no different for them. Like, hey, you can just avoid picking things up the rest of your life, or maybe you can just work on the limitations that are causing you to have continual reoccurring lower back pain from picking things up. Like, you avoiding getting better at selling stuff is just like that patient avoiding picking shit up. We think that's irrational. I think you avoiding getting better at understanding how to sell yourself to other people is irrational because it's not going to go away. Do you think of that patient just avoiding picking stuff up, all of a sudden he's going to fix all the limitations that are causing that problem to begin with? Hell no. It's just going to continue to be there. And it's going to rear its head anytime they try to do anything or they're picking something up. And then they're going to end up with frustration and reoccurring issues forever. And this is no different. So beyond mountains, there's just more mountains. Like, once you realize, okay, I need to climb this mountain of not really being able to communicate value and being confident with that, cool, you get over one, and then what's the next mountain? Well, we don't know. Maybe it's teaching somebody else how to do that. You know, maybe it's learning a skill to better market yourself. You know, maybe it's learning a skill to be better organized on the financial side of your business. Maybe it's just being a better leader. Like, you get over one mountain and there's another one right there. It doesn't ever stop. Never. Even in your life, think about it. If you have kids, you know, you think, oh, once they get out of this stage as toddlers, like, they're going to get better. No, you need to become a better parent. You need to figure out where you're not as good as you should be, and you have to improve that. You get over that mountain, and then guess what? You go over the next one and the next one. And the more that our kids can learn this, the better it is for them. The better it is for them long-term to understand struggling with things and getting better at things and having to work at that is normal. Accept it. Lean into it when you find it. And you're going to be a hell of a lot happier for it, because that is the way. That's the way that you make change. That's the way you grow as a person. That's how you evolve and improve. And the challenge with people that go into business for themselves is when you step into the arena of a business owner, it highlights all of your strengths and weaknesses, like 10x. And when you bring other people on, it's 100x. 100x. So if you want to address these things, they're not going away. They're going to become more and more of a problem. And it's what's going to stop you from making progress. You think it's your Facebook ads. You think it's that, you know, you need to do more workshops. You think it's your price point. You think it's your logo. You think it's your website. It's you. You're the problem. I'm the problem. I'm the one I slow us down wherever we go to. And I have to address things that are limitations over and over and over again. And it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's a hell of a lot better than sticking your head in the sand and acting like everything is fine and that you can just blame everything on everybody else. You can't do that. And the people that do that, they're going to be unhappy. They're going to be limited in the progress that they can make. And the most sad part is they're going to be limited in the progress they can make as a person, as a human being. Not just how much money you can make, not just how much impact you have, but like you as an actual person and your ability to interact with people around you, like you can limit that or you can make that as much progress as you decide that you want to take on. It's up to you. And, you know, once you see that, it's hard to unsee it. And hopefully you can hear this and you can take this as, you know, some encouragement that it's fine. Like, if you're down on yourself a little bit because you're not good at something, dude, take like a couple minutes, feel a little sorry for yourself, and then get better at it. That's way better than just sitting there and moping around. Like, get better at it. Create a plan. Make a goal. Success is the greatest revenge. That's a very negative way to look at it, but it's true. If you really want to long-term make changes, like your best approach is what do I need to do to continue to grow and become successful? That's the only way to win. It's the only way to progress. And if you hide from it, it's just going to continue to pop up no matter what you decide to do. So I hope that this makes sense to you guys. Hope I'm not just bumming you out for your weekend. I hope that you can take this and you can apply it in a positive lens, which is really what it's supposed to be, to look at the opportunities that are going to come in front of you as potential obstacles, as what they really are, which is opportunities to grow and improve. And if you don't do that, it will cause stagnation and you'll be limited and you'll plateau within your career, your progressions, your business, your family life, everything. Everything. It'll affect everything. So it's up to you. You can either choose to fix it or avoid it. So have a good weekend, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Do you want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.